Purple Project Podcast Daily is back. The PBD edition. Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State coming at you on another hot afternoon, late afternoon here in Manhattan, Kansas. July 18th, 2023. Where has this month gone? We're already closing in on August, but still, we got a couple more weeks of July before we hit that. And speaking of hits, taking a look back to the baseball diamond, checking out a couple of our former K-State alums on the baseball field here. There is a handful of lists I wrote down on here. I'm not going to go over the whole thing. I will recapping what a couple of these players did. And more importantly, actually, one of those I saw over the weekend in that person is Will Brennan, who's over. We did a podcast on Will Brennan last year on this podcast. Will Brennan, of course, the former talented outfielder slash pitcher for K-State. Now the Cleveland Guardians. So far after 79 games, Brennan is hitting .269, 15 doubles, 5 home runs, 26 runs batted in. Going back to June 27th, Will hit a 2-run double in the ninth inning to place the game-winning run against, and I'm gonna probably rub it in on some of y'all, including co-host Alex Hayden, Kansas City Royals, 2-1, Cleveland. At this point, well, I gotta go check because we're just starting the second half of the Major League Baseball is in the second half of the season, 45-45, and I don't have the American League standings on my computer screen at the moment. In the American League Central, He played three seasons at Kansas State as a two-way player. Like I just talked about, he hit over 330 while posted a 566 earned run average. Brennan was the only Wildcat taken in the 2019 Major League Baseball draft. He was selected eighth in the eighth round by Cleveland, so he's staying right there. And I watched him on Saturday. Major League Baseball had their doubleheader. Cleveland was playing Texas. And boy, he was the pitch hitter. He came in the game late, I think in around the 6th, 7th inning, and boy, he wrecked havoc on that Texas pitch staff. Now, Texas did win that game, but Will Brennan right now, he's definitely settled in, and he's become one of the more key contributors on that baseball team. Next up, Nick Martini, who's over there in AAA for the Cincinnati Reds organization in Cincinnati, leading the NL Central. They're going to be a handful here down the stretch as they look to make it back to the postseason sometime. Martini hitting .261 right now, 14 doubles, 2 triples, 10 home runs, 42 RBIs in 63 games for the AAA Louisville Bats. He is fourth on the team right now in runs driven in and 6 in homers. He homered in 3 of his last 7 games, including he hit two home runs back at the beginning of the month against the Indianapolis Indians, going 2-for-2 with a season high 6 runs RBI. In May, Martini hit almost .300 while driving in 10 runs there as well. Martini, back in 2021, that's a couple years ago, made his major league debut with the Chicago Cubs. Back on May 7th, that was 2 years ago, 25 games for the Cubs. He only went 10 for 37 with 4 runs driven in, 6 walks. Martini spent time between both the Oakland A's and San Diego Padres back in 2019. He only .226 there as well. Right now, Louisville, 45-40. Right now in the International League West division there. And last, I'm going to stop right here because I know we got Jordan Wicks. We'll talk about him when we pick this thing back up sometime this week, later on this week on this podcast. But we're going to stop with Eric Torres, who's in the AAA right now for the Los Angeles Angels. Torres was a 14th rounder in the Major League Baseball draft 2 years ago, 2021, for the Angels. Was promoted recently to the AAA Salt Lake Bees on May 26, making 13 relief appearances with AA Rocket City Trash Pandas. What kind of name is that? 13 outings. He was 0-for-1 with a posted ER run average of 5.14. 825 strikeouts. Torres made 6 appearances with the Bees. Very high earned run average, over 15, making his debut with the team back on May 26th with Salt Lake. He struck out a season-high 4 batters during his 2 innings in relief. Salt Lake is 3rd right now in the Pacific Coast, Pacific Coast League West, if I can talk, division. And the numbers seem on this podcast seem to be 43-43, which is the same record as Cleveland Guardians. And I'm going to check it right now, actually, here while we finish up this podcast, where Cleveland is right now. Major League Baseball, take a look at them standings real quick here. Yes, they're still, they dropped to 500 now. As I'm recording this podcast, they're playing tonight here on July 18th. Finish up this podcast. Cleveland Guardians, the team that Will Brennan's on right now, 46-48, a game and a half back of the Twins. Crazy. The Twins, they're only one game over 500. This division sucks. But I know the White Sox took the series away from us, the Braves. who would have said that? But yeah, the White Sox with all that talent, 15 games behind 500. But I digress by that. So I just wanted to check where Cleveland was. And there are 2 games under 500, but yet right there in the mix for that division. So we'll see what happens come September. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. Your first time listening to the show, appreciate you for stopping by and giving us a listen here whenever you listen to this podcast, whether it's this evening or tomorrow morning, which will be Wednesday, by the way. Make sure you tell a friend, get the word out about the Pearl Project Podcast. We are slowly picking things up here in this podcast. After next week's pod, weekly pod with my co-host Alex Aiden, we will be going 2 episodes a week, weekly, on the Purple Project Podcast, right up to the kickoff of the 2023 football campaign. The defending Big 12 champs, Chris Klieman, head coach of the K-State football team. So that is the plan moving forward there as well. So all focus is now on this podcast. So figure, you know what, let's pick things up a little bit. And we got some guests planned in the works for sure. So definitely, you want to be, if you want more coverage besides baseball and football, this is a podcast to do it. The 2 episode a week thing will open us up to dive on into other sports. For the volleyball schedule, K-State soccer is going to, or right around the corner. It's going to be another month. We're approaching almost a month until K-State soccer gets going, and volleyball for that matter. So everything is going to ratchet up pretty quickly. So, including the return of the postcast. Everyone loved the postcast last year. So that will be in the docks again for this upcoming athletic calendar. So definitely, this is the right time to make sure you subscribe to this podcast and hit that alert button every time a weekly or a daily is posted. Well, that's going to do it on this special edition of the Pro Project Podcast, the PPBD edition, Eddie Greer, Go Cats. We will talk to you guys on the next edition of the Purple Project Podcast.